Escape. It was a litany within her head. The labs were exploding around her, the mechanical countdown to the final explosion echoing around her with hollow gloom. The backup generators had finally failed, releasing the lock to the cell she had spent the past months confined in. Charity paid little attention to her nakedness or the burning pain in the soles of her feet as she rushed across the metal floors. The mountain would collapse when the countdown finished. That she knew. She was on the wrong end of the underground compound to even pray for help. She had been kept isolated after she aided the winged breeds in their escape attempt. Placed as far away from them as possible, in the hopes that should the others be rescued by their brothers, then she, at least, would remain. Chemicals exploded around her. Broken electrical lines danced in a mad marionette as she rushed through the cavernous rooms. The adrenaline pumping through her system would only move the latest batch of drugs through her body that much quicker. She knew time was running out for her. When the full force of the artificial hormone hit her, she would be too weak, too helpless to protect or save herself. The air around her heated as the flames became more intense. She could feel her feet burning, blistering from the scalding metal beneath them, and pushed herself to run faster, harder. If she could just reach the escape tunnel in time, then she knew safety would only be moments away. The dim lighting from the battery-powered lamps guided her, the eerie red glow shedding at least partial illumination on the long corridors that led through the breeding labs. Yet the faster she ran, the closer the flames and the heat seemed to get. She fought for breath, feeling the weakness invading her body, knowing that time was something she didn't have and sure as hell couldn't steal this time. A ragged scream born of fury escaped her throat. Surely her sacrifices wouldn't end in her own death, as she had always feared. She was so close to freedom that she could taste it. Feel it. She gasped, hope blooming within her as she staggered through the marked exit. The floor was so hot, she could feel the knifing pain searing through her ankles as it baked her flesh, but she could feel the cooling breeze on her face. "Damn you, Aiden!" She cried out the curse. She always cursed him when the fear overwhelmed her. It gave her strength, gave her purpose. He had left her in those damned labs 6 years before, left her aching, needing as he escaped, hoping he would return for her. For years, she had nursed that hope inside her. She had deceived the council at every turn, passed information, passed messages, fought for the tortured souls the bastards created, and prayed each day that some miracle would occur to halt the genetic experiments. But they never had. And each day she had prayed he would come for her. Until the prayers slowly stopped, the hope strangled away, and she gave up. She gave up, but her body remembered. The remembrance he had left inside her had been her downfall, her punishment. He had sworn she would pay, and she had paid in exacting measures over the years. In the last months, the payment had increased until she feared for her very sanity. Tears streamed down her face, blurring her vision as she struggled through the last tunnel. The countdown was drawing closer to the final number, the final escape. It would be far easier, she thought distantly, to wait it out, to become another casualty to the desperate battle between science and its creations. But some part of her, some last shred of her survival instinct, refused to let her surrender. She had to escape. She had to live. Though for what, she was no longer certain. Finally, blessedly, the deserted opening to the mountain loomed ahead. The drugs were pumping harder through her body now, weakening her legs, sending pain radiating through her abdomen. She clutched her stomach, fighting to ignore the torturous reaction of her body to the chemicals as she burst through the opening and into the clear night air beyond. Explosions blasted around her as she screamed out in shock, her hands covering her head as debris rained upon her. A blast of heated air threw her to the ground, but she couldn't stop. She half crawled, half ran to the protection she knew only the jungle could provide. And she kept running.